Lessons in Attachment is the podcast where I am talking openly and honestly about some of the key challenges so many of us face in love, dating and relationships, especially when we relate to having an anxious and or avoidant attachment style. I'm Carly Ann, I'm a somatic practitioner with a focus on attachment and self-esteem. Driven by my own journey of doing the inner work on healing the past and becoming more secure, this podcast is where you will find top healing tips, other people's lessons in love, and a community of people just like you and just like me that are determined to break the cycle of insecure attachment. I truly believe that everyone deserves a healthy love in their lifetime. Hello and welcome back to Lessons in Attachment. Guys, I hope you are well. So we are Christmas Eve 2023. It isn't the easiest time of year for many people that I'm working closely with, particularly that have been talking to me inside the Attachment Recovery Gym, people that I'm working with one-to-one. A theme that's kind of been coming across is particularly around heaviness, this feeling, of like maybe it's like some comparison, maybe it's being triggered into the past. It's really quite varied with across individuals, but definitely there's been talk of heaviness. And I can definitely relate to that. I really do feel it at Christmas. Like I really do try to find the magic as well. And I feel that I'm able to do that. And like this year I'm going away. So I think having that is really, really helpful. But it's definitely a time that, I can fall into comparison. I can fall into thinking about the past and not so much shoulda, woulda, couldas, but I guess like what I wish things could have looked like, what I wish things did look like now, like family wise and things like that. So I know I'm not on my own. I know that what each of us experience is really different. But there's definitely a theme that was coming across inside the Attachment Recovery Gym. So I'm just sending you lots of love. If you are inside the Attachment Recovery Gym, that's why we've got the Letting Go and Surrender breath work. It's why we've got the Coming Home to Yourself workshop there in the Wholesome series. So go and tap into that if you need to. If you're not inside the membership, then just see if you can tap into nature, grounding yourself in the here and now, doing something that you know motivates you or just brings you home to yourself. I think that's what's really key. So with that in mind, what I thought I would do today is just share with you a meditation that was part of the Healing and Abundance Challenge inside the Attachment Recovery Gym. This one's particularly focused on lovability, and I just thought it would be something nice to share with you today, hopefully just to tap into your sense of worthiness, how great I truly believe that you are, even without knowing many of you. I just have that feeling, the people that tend to be in my space, my clients, potential clients, people listening to my podcast, people that reach out to me on Instagram, there's just a really powerful energy. So I've just got no doubt about what you bring to the table, your space on this earth and your uniqueness. And so I'm going to share this with you. Tapping into your lovability. I will be back here again soon with podcasts, as you know them, on Lessons in Attachment. Got some really exciting episodes coming up that I think some of you are absolutely going to love. So enjoy this and wishing you lots of love and lots of support over the holidays. Welcome to our daily routine designed to cultivate mindfulness, coming home, and abundance as you continue on your attachment healing journey. Today, on your journey of abundance and healing, we're guided by a powerful quote by Robert Holden. Your lovability is not based on what you do, what you have, or what others think of you. It is based on the fact that you exist. Find a comfortable position, allowing your body to relax and settle into the present moment. Allowing yourself to land here in this moment. Becoming aware of what supports you in this room where you're sat. Say hello to your feet, your legs, your tummy, your chest, your neck, your head, your arms. Say hello and feel your body. Knowing that you're taking a step towards healing and abundance, lean into gratitude, lean into pride. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your chest as you inhale and exhale. Allowing yourself to relax into this moment a little more with each breath. Now visualize yourself in a peaceful and serene place. It could be a cozy room, a tranquil beach, a calm forest, a place that represents safety and security, a space where you can feel your lovability. You can feel that you belong. Allowing yourself to notice that feeling in your body. Being aware as well of any insecurities or doubts that may arise. And that's okay. Remembering the words of Robert Holden, your lovability is based on the fact that you exist. Imagine a warm, comforting light surrounding you, wrapping you up, representing the love and acceptance that you deserve to feel. Absorb that energy, reminding you of your inherent worthiness, bringing your attention to your feet on the ground, allowing yourself to be in this moment. Perhaps you can begin to stomp your feet, move your feet, taking up space in this world. Repeating the following affirmations. I am lovable just as I am. I am deserving of love, acceptance, and abundance. I release any doubts or insecurities that hinder my ability to fully embrace my lovability. I am lovable just as I am. I am deserving of love, acceptance, and abundance. I release any doubts or insecurities that hinder my ability to fully embrace my lovability. Feel the power of these affirmations resonating within you, anchoring you in your worthiness and abundance. As we come to the end of today's meditation, take a moment to express gratitude towards yourself, towards your journey. Trusting in what you cannot see. Know that you can trust yourself. When you are ready, gently open your eyes, carrying the energy of abundance and healing with you throughout this day. Remember, your lovability is not based on external factors. Embrace your worthiness and allow abundance to flow into your life.